This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon you. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you're all having a very blessed Ramadan, especially as we're approaching the very end of it in these very blessed last 10 nights. I would like to share with you some very precious words. Our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a reason why he wanted us in these 10 days to keep repeating the following dua specifically. O Allah, you are all forgiving and you love forgiveness, so forgive us. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to instill in us the idea of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But first of all, what is the meaning of forgiveness? Forgiveness is what? Is that you come on the day of judgment and you have good deeds and you have bad deeds. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and deals with you as if you are a person of good deeds only. You have no bad deeds at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this in Surah Al-Ahqaf verse 16 when He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلْ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَنَتَجَاوَزْ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ فِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ وَعَدَ الصِّدْقِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوَعَدُونَ. Those are the ones from whom we will accept the best of what they did and overlook their misdeeds, their being among the companions of paradise. That is the promise of truth which they had been promised. If the Lord of the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promised you that He will forgive you, you will come on the day of judgment, and you might have prayed or performed Hajj or even given charity or did any other form of obedience, and you have good deeds, but you also have bad deeds. These bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even look at them. He will hold you accountable only for the good you did. Imagine coming on the day of judgment and your bad deeds don't even get glimpsed at. That is the meaning of forgiveness. Those are the ones from whom we will accept the best of what they did and overlook their misdeeds, their being among the companions of paradise. That is the promise of truth which they had been promised. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, rest assured, however major your sins might be, or however your burden might be heavy, and I forgive you, I will look at you with the eye of the Lord that is merciful towards His servant. But the most beautiful thing about this dua and how you ask for forgiveness in it is that you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? Oh Allah, I am coming to you and I know that I have no advantage. And I'm not asking you to bless me because of me or because of who I am or what I did. I came to you due to you. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. So I'm not coming to you saying, I am the one who's broken between your hands, or I am the one full of humility, or I am the obedient one, or I am the one who sacrificed this and that. I'm nothing. I'm zero. I came with nothing. I'm coming to you because I heard our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that you love forgiveness. So you are the reason I am here, Ya Rabbal Alameen. I'm coming in hopes of your attributes. I'm coming because I heard that the needy ones like me, the sinful ones like me, the ones full of shortcomings like me, you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, encompass them with your forgiveness. Allah, you are all forgiving and you love forgiveness. So you love forgiveness. It's one of your attributes. And you like your attributes to show on us, your servants. I am nothing, O Allah, and you are everything. This idea of admitting that you are powerless without Allah, لا حول ولا قوة لك, and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clinging to His doors, asking for forgiveness, is extremely loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Aisha to keep repeating this dua in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And I'm reminding you now as well to keep repeating this dua in these blessed days and understand the magnitude of the result, or the result, sorry, of this dua. When you come to your Lord and He subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your good deeds, even if they're not many, live in these meanings the remaining days of Ramadan. O Allah, if you aid us to do good deeds these days, even if they're little, make it, Ya Rab, a glad tiding that you will save us from hellfire. من المعتقين من النار. O Allah, if you free some of your servants, or many of them from hellfire these nights, Encompass us with them only with your mercy. Encompass us with your mercy, with your righteous servants. Encompass us with your mercy, with your forgiven servants, the ones you bestowed with your mercy. And Ya Allah, if we are not worthy, you are the all-forgiving, the most merciful. O Allah, our chests overflow with needs that no one knows except you. O Allah, you are the fulfiller of all needs. You are the all-knowing of all our needs, Ya Allah. Fulfill our needs, Ya Allah. You are Al-Qadir, the all-powerful. O Allah, the responder to prayers, Al-Mujib. Answer a prayer that has been raised to you in the heart of the night. O Allah, open the gates of heaven for our dua, Ya Rab. You are the all-powerful. Ya Rab, give us the glad tidings that you will accept us with those whom you will accept in these blessed nights. Ya Rab, guide us to acts of good, even if it's little, and reward us with your generosity. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will call upon you with what Habibuna Muhammad, our beloved Muhammad, loved to call upon you with. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. My dear brothers and sisters, try your best to do as many acts of obedience these days with the intention of continuing after Ramadan, inshaAllah. Each one of you, through whatever you're capable of, through whatever act of good you can do, through what you're good at these days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your fasting. May He accept your reading of Quran and your standing between His, during the night between His hands, asking for His forgiveness, Ya Rab. I'm sorry. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, forgive us, Ya Rab, and grant us His mercy in these very blessed nights, Ya Rab. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.